Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Kelly. Sorry about the late start. We're all set, and the internet is just dropping out on me, and I know Grant a little bit. And so if you'll be patient with us for just a few minutes, we'll get everybody on and start this show. I'm going to play you just a little bit of music, and then we'll be right back. Thanks for bearing with us.
I'm having trouble hearing you.
All right, folks. This is Doug Kelly of Paranexus Universe. We're back. Sorry about the glitches in the system. We've just got a lot of internet issues apparently tonight from a storm. Grant's not back on yet with me, but we're going to try to get him back on. Let's go ahead and let's get into our program. Our program tonight is Resolving Hauntings with psychic medium Linda Fell. Give you a little bit of background on Linda. She's born and raised in the far corner of the Pacific Northwest. Linda saw her first ghost at age 8, realizing at a young age that the community's strict religious views equated ghosts with evil. Linda struggled for years to turn her abilities off. But one summer, her visions and experiences pushed her to the brink of her senses, forcing her to learn to control them so that they no longer controlled her. Undertaking rigorous psychic training to learn the art of controlling and managing her gifts, Linda came to realize her abilities were a blessing instead of the curse she fought through childhood. And although the classes she came to enjoy brought her relief at meeting others like herself, she soon realized very few mediums work with ghosts. While Linda immensely enjoys helping clients heal through her psychic readings, she cannot ignore the home and business owners who continue to seek her out looking for answers. Living with ghosts can be very scary, and although more common than most people realize, homeowners are still very hesitant to seek help for fear of what others will think. Our job is not only to assist the ghost into heaven, but also to calm, educate, and empower the homeowner in the process, shares Linda. Linda's happily married with 4 children and 1 grandchild. In addition to owning and managing her psychic business, she also owns and manages a recycled bridal attire business. She has served as a volunteer firefighter EMT for 7 years, currently serves on the board of the Ferndale Farmers Market, and is manager of the Ferndale Kids Market. She's also quite active in the gardening community, and this year her family garden was a favorite stop in the Relay for Life garden tour. Her home and love for roses was recently featured in the Bellingham Herald. Linda's work with ghosts was featured in the Gazette Cascadia Weekly, and she has been a guest on the show, PM Bellingham on KGMI. Linda, welcome to Paranexus Universe. Good to have you.
Thank you, Doug. I appreciate it.
So, you sound like you've had some struggles there in the beginning, huh?
You know, I really did. I fought it my whole life. To me, I considered it a curse, and giving, you know, the strict religious views in this area, I really felt like God hated me. And it was quite the struggle. You know, it got to be as my kids got older and I realized that they also inherited the family trait. You know, I realized I needed to learn how to manage it and control it so that I could teach them how to do the same. And, you know, ghosts are everywhere. And, you know, it's really... people really don't know who to contact other than, you know, the Catholic priest or, you know, their minister or what have you. And a lot of people aren't religious, so they're really hesitant to do that. So to make a long story short, I realized that my calling was to help ghosts, you know, not only cross over, but to educate and empower the homeowner or business owner.
Yeah, and you know, it's one of those things, you know, you fight who you are, and then one day you just don't have the energy to fight it anymore, huh?
Well, you know, it once that I, you know, that you're absolutely right. And once I decided to stop fighting it and learn how to manage it instead, there was a bit of relief that came with that and also a bit of healing on my part. I didn't have to put so much energy in trying to shut it down all the time. Or being, you know, scared out of my wits, being woken up in the middle of the night by a ghost who needed my help. You know, it interrupted my life a lot. And so once I made that decision to learn how to manage it and work with it, it turned into a blessing. And I have to say now, you know, years later, I love it.
That's great. Well, we've got Grant back on with us. Grant, you there?
Hey, Doug. Yeah, I'm back.
Hey, man. Say hi to Linda. He didn't really get a chance to talk with Linda prior to the show.
Hey, Linda, this always happens. I try to warn Doug not to play with the Ouija board, but he's been
having
fun. Whenever this
same
happens, you know, he opens a portal and Skype just shuts me right down. Welcome. It's lovely to have you.
Thank you so much. What can you do with Doug, you know?
I don't know. You know, we're just going to have to lock him up or something because every time that Skype drops me, I know that he's been playing with that planchette again.
Well, you know what? Tonight, it wasn't the Skype gods. Tonight, it was just the internet gods for me. I mean, the internet out. How about you? Did you lose internet or?
No, but it was really tough to get through on you. You know, with Skype, it just wouldn't let me connect. So,
well,
I'm here and I'm glad to be here.
Well, we beseech the Skype gods, and we praise them highly and humbly ask that they don't spoof our freaking connection.
At least not for the next 2 hours.
Yeah, really. We've had real good success last few weeks since we moved it to Thursday night. So, Linda, tell me and Grant and the audience, what about your abilities? How do your psychic gifts work?
Well, in terms of ghosts, you know, the psychic field is very broad. Just like the medical field, a doctor usually specializes in one thing, and they know a little bit about a couple other things. But you can't ask a cardiologist to look at a skin issue. Same thing with the psychic field. I specialize in ghosts. I hear them, I see them, and I feel them. And then, of course, there are some other psychic gifts that I do use when I give psychic readings and such. But with regards to ghosts, I see them, hear them, and feel them. You know, it's easy to communicate with them once I stopped running from them. it's never the same. Sometimes I can see them. Sometimes I can just feel them and pick up their personalities, what sex they are, what they're doing here, what they're wearing. You know, I never know going into someone's home or business what I'm going to find. And it's always, you know, what keeps this field interesting, I suppose, is it's, you know, not one size fits all. So in answer to your question, I see them, hear them, and feel them.
So when you see them, do you see them like you see other people? How would you describe it?
Sometimes I do. Sometimes I see them with my third eye. I can tell you exactly what they're wearing, what color their hair is, how short it's cut or long it is. I can tell you how old they are. You know, other times... I can just feel them, and I feel they're cranky, but they're male, and they're, you know, in their 50s. And again, it's very different for me. I can't answer why some of them I can see with my physical eye, and some I can see with my third eye, and some of them I can just hear. I can't answer why that happens, but I know for me that, you know, it's one of those ways, and I can't predict which way it's going to be for that evening or for that client. You know, but again, I can see them with my physical eyes, and sometimes it's with my third eye.
Well, cranky male and in the 50s, I think you just described Grant.
No, that's what I was thinking. I can't get away with anything around here.
I won't go there.
Well, I think my middle name. Doug will testify to that.
What is?
Cranky.
Oh, cranky. Yeah, right. Well,
cool. Cranky or crikey.
Both, maybe. All right, so so you do psychic readings as well, correct? You do.
I do. Yeah, I do.
And how long have you been doing that?
Oh, professionally, just the past couple of years. Before that, you know, it was curbside with friends and family, and I'm always happy to do it. And you know, sometimes now with friends and family, it's still curbside. And when I say that, I mean, it's just, you know, they'll call me up and say, hey, Linda, can you take a look at this for me? You know, but professionally, I hung out my shingle with a business license in 2006. So that's when, you know, you get the bank account and your, you know, tax number, all that good stuff. So as a profession, you know, that's when I did it. Now I give psychic readings all over the nation. I get people who email, you know, authors with questions because they're writing a book. And, you know, I'm always happy to help. With psychic readings, the client usually has questions that they want asked, or they want to be connected with someone on the other side, you know, a loved one, which I always love doing. Of course, they've got career questions, marriage questions. You know, it's really nice and varied, and always a lot of fun.
Well, let's focus on something that I mentioned and read in your bio, and that's when you learned to manage it.
Yep, very important.
So let me ask you these questions. What would you recommend to perhaps some other younger psychics who are learning to manage their gift rather than, you know, have it manage them? What would you recommend to them? What some of the things you learned?
Well, first off, in my opinion, it's extremely important to take classes. And one of the reasons why is that you meet others like yourself. And we all bring something to the table, and it's always fascinating to me to learn what worked for others. And it's like, okay, I might try that. So especially when you're learning to manage it, you really want to take some classes because they're very helpful in teaching you great ways to be grounded, how to deal with energy, how to shut it down. It is meditation, but not the meditation that you normally think of where, you're doing these positions of breathing in or out. It's more just a lot of imaging work, I would say. So that would be my very first recommendation, and that is something that's, in my opinion, non-negotiable.
Good. So what technique do you use to turn it off, so to speak, when you're at eight? You know,
I just tell them I'm busy and come back later. No. You know, I do get ghosts that come to me at all times, day or night. And, you know, I'm a mom, and so there are times when I am not available in that mode. And this may sound strange to some people, but I've set up a bit of a waiting room, and I ask them to wait there till I have a moment to help them. One of the reasons why that has become very important to me is that because they were coming to me morning, noon, and night, and I felt like I had to be on call 24/7. And for my own emotional stability, I had to be able to say, set down boundaries, basically, and say, you know what, I'm busy at the moment. You know, I'm watching a movie with my hubby, or I'm helping a child with homework, or what have you. You know, I'll be there in an hour. And just shutting it down is just being able to say, right now, I'm not working, and, you know, hang out and I'll be back. So for me, it's just, I'm very comfortable communicating with ghosts, just like I'm communicating with you. So for me, I go in and out of that mode very, very easily. So I don't do any weird tricks or, you know, turn out the lights or do any kind of protocol. You know, it's just more of a, for me, it's quick, and that just comes with practice, I suppose.
So, you know, it's something that I'm picking up about you. I suspect that when you say to somebody, hey, look, I'm busy, I'm doing this, and I can't deal with it right now, come back later, that they take you at your word.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but go ahead.
So, you know, there's some people out there who say the same thing, and yet they don't have the same results. Why would you say?
Because they don't have, for lack of a better word, they don't have the umph behind it. You really have to mean what you say and feel confident in it. And I got to say, you know, back in the day when I didn't have a lot of confidence in, you know, my own ability in terms of being able to say, excuse me, but right now is not a good time. I'm occupied. You know, I just didn't really have a lot of confidence behind it. You know, it's kind of the same if you've got a, this is just a favorite analogy of mine. You've got a pesky neighbor who's continually knocking at your door. You kind of start to lose your patience. And you don't have any problem saying, you know what, now's not a good time. Come back later. And you mean it. Okay. So it's kind of the same way for me with ghosts. But, you know, I have a lot of compassion for ghosts. To me, they all, you know, have a reason why they're stuck. And it's not my job to just, you know, throw them off anymore. I really, truly want to help them. But I have found that I have to be able to, you know, get done with what I'm doing so I can focus on them. So does that make sense to you?
Yep.
You know, that, you know, to just tell them that, you know, hey, I mean this, you're going to have to wait. And that's it.
That's what I write about and teach in my CPI course, that, you know, and it doesn't matter whether you're psychic or not. There are bullies in life. They
yep.
can be in the flesh or in spirit. And
yep.
it's like on the schoolyard getting picked on by a bully, and you can say, you know, stop, don't do that. And they're not going to take you seriously. But, you know, you stand up strong and tall and firmly say, don't do it again.
Right. And, you know, that's really a perfect analogy. And not too long ago, I was given a reading. This is kind of a tragedy that just happened a couple weeks ago here in our area. A teenager was being arrested on the freeway, and in a split second, he escaped from the handcuffs, ran out into traffic, and was hit and killed. And the person who came for a reading wanted to connect with him, and he was in a lot of distress. He hadn't yet crossed over. He was very upset. He really wanted to reach his mom. His mom was in a lot of distress. And I told him, okay, you know, I'm connected to you right now. I need to talk with your mom, and you're going to just have to, I'm going to, you know, put you in my so-called waiting room and just hang out there until we can connect with your mom. She may not be ready to talk with me. You know, so it's kind of on her time. Well, he kind of got a little bit belligerent, and I told him, fine, you don't have to sit in my waiting room, but I'm not going to help you if you don't. So you don't have to hang out here waiting, you know, to see if I can get in contact with your mom, who's on this side and very distraught that her son, you know, was killed in traffic after being, you know. And so he didn't have to hang around and wait for me, but I wasn't going to help him then. So, you know, just be firm.
That's assertiveness, what you're doing. And that's one of the things that I teach in secularly is assertiveness. And that's the deal. It's, you know, it's real simple. You know, if you want to be an ass about it, you know, I'm not going to be real willing to help you. But be nice about it and let me do my thing and understand that there are the people involved here and they may or may not be open or ready for it. Then, you know, we'll keep with that. Very good.
Right. And, you know, he was actually very distraught. So I did have compassion for him. You know, he was desperately trying to get a hold of his mom, and, you know, I don't know whether his mom, you know, was open to this kind of thing, and so there was, you know, a little bit of touchiness there, and so you kind of, you know, walk on a fine line, and so I did have compassion for why he was so upset, and I understood, but again, it is just being, you know, assertive and being firm and saying, hey, I'm more than happy to help you here. I see, you know, you don't want to cross over till you can, you know, give your mom a few messages. But I'm not going to help you if you're rude to me. And there was one time a couple years back where I was given a reading for somebody, and they wanted to connect with their deceased brother. And the deceased brother's deceased son came in, and I didn't understand why I had this teenager coming in, but he was belligerent. He was swearing at me, every word out of his mouth. He was just swearing and carrying on. Finally, we ended up understanding, you know, what happened here. And it was actually, that was kind of another tragedy. To make a long story short, he had killed himself because of his father's addictions and such. He just couldn't take it anymore. And both of them, you know, were deceased at the time that the client came for the reading. And again, you know, ghosts can be, like you said, they're just like people. There can be assholes here on this side. There can be ghosts who are assholes there. You know, they still have their personality. And, you know, if you want to be that way to me, then sorry, I can't help you, you know, but when you calm down and, you know, can talk, you know, then I'm more than happy to work with you, but you got to be nice, you know, so, you know,
so are they
consistent
so that if you say, you know, if you say, please go to the waiting room, what's to keep them, or is it, have you ever experienced where they don't come back, they seek another beacon someplace else that they can communicate with?
You know, that's a good question, Grant. There was one time when I had a female ghost that had attached herself to an antique furniture piece. And when I attempted to cross her over, you know, talk with her, she was pretty interesting. She did not go all the way, but she went closer. Now, whether she ended up, you know, finding another, you know, psychic medium who helped her cross all the way, I don't know. I never saw her again. So, you know, in answer to your question, yeah, I'm not always successful because just like us, they have free will. And, you know, you hope that if I'm not successful, at some point they will find another receptive psychic who can help them. And they're always welcome to come back. You know, I'm always happy to help them. So, but
sure.
You know,
kind of,
so
can it differentiate between a person who is kind of earthbound and a spirit entity, and how often are you approached with by spirit entities?
Well, the first question is the differentiation is you know, earthbound is what I term as a ghost. Anybody who's crossed over, just to keep it easy lingo for most folks is what we call spirit, because they've crossed over. So they're no longer earthbound. Okay, they can come back, but they're not stuck here. A ghost is someone who's actually stuck between the two dimensions, if that's how you see it, two worlds, however you term it. They are stuck between the two because they haven't fully crossed over. So a spirit is someone who's crossed into the light, gone to heaven or the other dimension or whatever you want to term it, and then they can come back and help their loved ones, inspire somebody, give you a hunch that there's going to be a really good parking place over here or what have you, where, a ghost is not, they don't do that and they're stuck. So in answer to your other question, yeah, I do communicate with spirits, and I always enjoy that. And in my work as a psychic medium and giving clients readings, one of my very favorite things to do is connect them with a loved one on the other side. And that's a hoot. They're just, most of the time, they're lovely, absolutely lovely. They can be very funny. I gave a reading the other day where I saw instantly that the loved one on the other side had been involved with the mafia. Huh. And I voiced that out loud to my client. She said, oh, we always thought that he had been, but we didn't know for sure. And I said, oh, yeah, he was. And he was just funny, So, yeah, I do communicate with spirits on the other side as well. And but, again, they also, if I've got a client who wants to talk to, Great Uncle Joe, Great Uncle Joe may not come because, for whatever reason, maybe he's busy on that side. I don't know. Sometimes. They don't, I end up connecting them with someone else, and I can't answer why. And that doesn't happen very often. But the way that I look at it is that they want Great Uncle Joe and Great Aunt Margaret comes in, that there's a reason why Great Aunt Margaret needs to connect with the client instead. And that's the way I look at it. So, but in answer to your question, yes, I do communicate with spirits as well.
Sure. Now, if a person, do you think that the spirits, let's assume for the sake of hypothetical, that a young man like what you just described that had a very tragic circumstances, why is it that his spirits, his ancestral spirits that may have crossed over, don't come to the rescue?
Well, we've looked at that because obviously when a person sheds their physical body, okay, in the transition of death, they see the white light. And usually their loved ones arrive, some a familiar face, to help them cross over. Now, with ghosts, from my experience, they don't go with the loved ones. And there are some reasons why. I saw this was one that I'll never forget. It was a child who had been horribly abused, died in a fire, which covered up the abuse. And she did not trust, by the time she died, she trusted nobody. And so she, when she saw her loved ones on the other side, she did not trust them either. And so she did not, she was stuck. She did not want to cross over. She was fearful of everybody. And she was, even though she came to me, you could tell she was very distrustful. And, that was really sad, very awful to be so distrusting of everybody that you don't cross into the light because you think you're going to be abused over there. So in any case, they do see them, but that doesn't mean they go to them.
Did she cross?
She eventually did cross. It was really sad because I could see her loved ones on the other side reaching out to her, and they were full of love. But because she had endured such horrific circumstances her whole life, her ability to trust anybody had long been shattered, and so it took some coaxing and I do have to admit I get creative, and there was this one time I had this surly older teenage boy, and for anybody out there listening that has older teenage boys, they can be surly, especially when they think they know better, and which is oftentimes the case. And, this guy, well, he was about 18 years old, and he was surly, and, why should he cross? I told him there were hot chicks on the other side. Huh. And actually I had him also take a little girl who was not connected to him, but they both were there. And so sometimes I do have to get creative. And, it's not that I think that he's going to cross to the other side and find no hot chicks and come back and haunt me. It's just that I know that crossing over is better for him. And once he gets there, his loved ones will help him and deal with them. And, who knows, maybe there are hot chicks over there. I don't know. you know, but I do know it's better for him to cross over. Then he can begin his healing and continue on his journey. So once in a while, you know, I kind of have to get creative in how I convince him to cross over.
So, Linda, tell me, do you ever run into non-human entities?
Yeah, I do. Yep.
Can you talk about that a little bit?
You know, I can, but it's something that I'm very careful to talk about because my experiences are very different from the norm. And some of my experiences are very scary, and they're not for the norm. They are not, you know, they're far and few between, but I have seen enough that I'm pretty open to anything now. So if you tell me that you have seen aliens, you know, I don't judge it. Because I've seen and experienced some things that I hope most people don't experience. And so it's something I'm not very public about it because, you know, people can, you know, kind of get that mass hysteria or, you know, fill in the details themselves, which could be more horrific than what they truly are. It's just something that you try to talk in layperson's terms most of the time so you don't lose your audience. And when you start going into very scary things like that, which are very rare, you know, it's not for everybody.
Well, this is a program actually aimed at paranormal researchers, so, you know, it's not necessarily for the general public. So, you know, I'd be very curious to know your take on some of this to, you know, add to the pile, add to the database. For example, a question I have is these non-human entities whom many, you know, many people have believed are demons, fallen angels, yada, yada. You know, one of the hypotheses that we have is that they are obviously interdimensional, but are they extraterrestrial life forms?
Well, okay. Oh, gosh, you're really taking us really interesting places. Okay, fair enough. You know, there are other energies that have nothing to do with being human. And I have experienced what one would call a demon. Now, some people don't believe in demons. They believe that a demon is just a really low-level spirit who hasn't evolved very much yet.
Right.
Okay, so very young spirit, so they really don't have much of a conscience yet, and they don't really understand the consequences of their actions. You know, I don't know. I'm not Catholic, so the word demon is just, for me, kind of a catch-all to use for something that's particularly nasty that, in my view, has not been human. And they are particularly nasty, but that doesn't mean they're stronger than us. In my personal experience and my personal opinion, demons are not as bright and big as and bad as what people think they are, but what they do is feed off your fear. So if you are scared, they feed off that, okay? And so when you get your fear under control, and I do have a favorite technique for doing that, which I'm happy to share.
Sure.
But, you know, when dealing with demons, if you think you've got something that is not a good, and I have to say, in my experience, demons are very, very rare. I will also say on the other end of the spectrum, I have encountered angels. And they also don't make appearances very often, but they are there and they're wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So I guess you can't have one without the other, I suppose. I don't know.
Could be.
You know what? Everyone's belief is different, and their belief is often based upon their own experience, which is fair enough. And so an answer also to your extraterrestrials, you know, I hadn't had any experience with them, but about 6 months ago, I had a client who needed to see me that day. And she's a friend of mine. And so I said, sure, come on over. And what happened, she is in the health profession and was in her office and did not believe in aliens or anything of that sort, mainly because she hadn't experienced them, and an alien came in, and she was absolutely just beside herself with fright, didn't know what to do.
Now, is this when you were with her or when she was alone?
No, she was alone in her office, and but she called me because she was so upset. She didn't know what to do. She'd never seen an alien before, didn't believe in them even necessarily, And but yet here she had what she said was an alien. So she came over, I gave her a bit of a healing, calmed her down, and took a look at it. And I'll be darned if that energy to me was not an alien, I don't know what was. So have I personally experienced an alien? No. But the energy of the situation, doing a, you know, a reading.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Dougie.
Yeah. We might
hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you okay. We might have lost Linda here. Well,
no, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you cut out a little bit. Okay, I believe that we're back on. For some reason, we show is on but not streaming. If you can hear us, would you type something in the chat room for me in the Blog Talk Radio chat room? Sure. Appreciate it, because I'm not sure that we are on the radio. There we go. I believe we're on now. Okay, so Blog Talk Radio dropped out on us, and we're back. So, Linda, we were talking about okay, everybody. Sorry about that. Some of those gremlins or something here. I'm going to try to get everybody back on. So if you'll give me a brief moment, I'll be right back.
Hey, Doug, give me just a moment.
Okay, we are back, and sorry about the dropout there, folks. Again, just some of those glitches, some of those things happen now and then. We've had such good success with the whole system over the many last week, so I guess now and then it just happens. Apologize for that. We've been talking with Linda Fell, and some great discussion here. I especially liked her explanation for demons. Also appreciated that she doesn't exactly believe in the religious version of demons, which we don't really either. Low-level entities, that'd be something interesting to explore. And also the alien, non-human type entities. Are you ready, Linda, or you need more time?
No, yep, that's fine.
Okay.
Good.
Okay, good. So we were talking, if we can even get this out, you had seen an alien energy entity. Can you give any description whatsoever about what you got from that?
You know, I'm trying to remember. And I do remember distinctly that, you know, that I asked the alien what it was doing here, and it said it was passing through and that the client had seen him. And I thought, okay, that's interesting. And I asked him, well, how do you get about? And he said, in the blink of an eye. That's how they all, and he said, they actually come to Earth a lot more than we realize. I mean, this was all, you have to realize that this was all very new for me. Talking to aliens wasn't something I had ever included in my bio. And it was only by virtue of a client who was very upset that this took place for me. So, you know, it was very, very interesting. He was happy to talk, you know, and I found it quite fascinating that he said that they come to Earth a lot more than we realize. And he just happened to be passing through, and this client, my client, saw him. And I do, you know, I'm trying to remember what he looked like. And I want to say, and I don't know if this was my own, you know, set picture, but I do want to say that it seemed to me, if my memory serves me correctly, that he did have like those big eyes that we think of.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if that was my own. You know, no, I did, you know, these big eyes. And I don't know if it was my own preconceived picture of what I thought an alien would look like. But, you know, that's what I recollect from it.
Okay. I just want to point out to our listeners that Linda has agreed to do some readings if you want to call in. And the numbers are on your screen, 347-945-7799. If you'd like to call in during the program and get a reading, that would be a rather interesting thing. So keep that in mind. We'd love to hear from you. If you have questions, there's also the chat room. You can type them in there. We'd be happy to ask those questions as well. Okay, so I've been talking about some various entities that you've come across, both human and non-human. One question that I have, it's very common, and you've been talking about it, Linda, about crossing over, seeing a light. What can you tell us, for those of us who haven't perhaps seen that type of thing, what can you tell us? How do you know that's what happens? How do you know the whole crossing over thing or the light thing? Have you seen that or witnessed that? Or
I have.
Okay.
Yeah, and I can tell you when the ghost actually crosses into it, and they're gone. But, you know, can the average person see it? I am probably not, because the average person probably isn't open to that whole idea of being able to see it in the first place. I don't know when I first saw the light. I think that, you know, at some point when I realized I was crossing ghosts over, you know, that it kind of evolved from there. And at some point, well, somewhere along the line, I can see the light, and I can tell you when they go into it. So I do see the light, yeah.
I saw the light once, but then it passed. All right. So because that's something that's pretty common, you know, people talk about crossing over and the light,
yeah,
and all that. And I think it's fascinating the myriad reasons why some of these people stay earthbound. You know, some obviously makes logical sense. They have a message, they have unfinished business, but then there's a lot of them. I mean, we encountered one here a few months back during a table tipping session. He was a janitor at a fire station. He was mentally slow,
right,
and obviously religious, and he had killed himself there at the fire station, I believe, if I remember correctly, and he was at Okay, guys, happened again. I really apologize. There's just nothing I can do about this. It's really getting old, if you ask me. And even if you don't ask me, it's getting old. So I'm going to try to get Linda and Grant back on the line here, and we will continue this conversation until the next time that the internet gods don't want to be cooperative. So.
Hey, Doug.
Hey, Linda, sorry about that again. We're trying to get Grant. There he is, Grant. So, Linda, do you think that do you think that there's like these entities, these energies who are screwing up with my internet connection tonight?
You know, that actually can happen. You know, I'm not looking at it right this minute.
Okay, guys. Thanks. Mike says we can blame it all on him, so we're going to do that. Mike, will you stop it? Okay, and Linda was talking about how, in her experience, there have been entities who can interfere with some of these electrical things. You want to comment on that, Linda?
You know, they can. I've seen it countless times where they can interfere, and I'm sure that when you go, you know, to your clients' places, that they will complain about, you know, light bulbs, for instance, that don't last very long repeatedly, or, you know, television or stereo or alarm clock going on or off, you know, with no one, you know, turning it on or off. You know, so they can do that. They are energy. Everything is energy. And so they do have an ability to, you know, wreak havoc on electrical things. I've not seen it where they continue to do it over hours, but I have seen it where, you know, they'll do it every night when you're trying to watch your favorite program. Or, but also, it's not just ghosts that do that. Spirits will do that as well as a way to get your attention. One of my grandmothers loved to get my attention, and this always makes me smile. She dims some light bulbs in my bedroom, and I know when it's her and when it's not her, but that is always her way of getting my attention. Oh, okay, Grandma, yep, what's going on? Okay, so, you know, it's not always a ghost. It can be your own loved one who's trying to get your attention. So, in all fairness, we can't blame it all on ghosts.
Darn it.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Linda, how many, in your experience when you communicate with spirits, how many of those times that's happened, can you determine the age? I mean, do you have spirits that are ancient that make it known to you that they're from way in the past when they come to visit?
You know, in my own experience, I've dealt with ghosts who, you know, go back 100 years. Way back, no, I can't say that I have experienced that, someone from, you know, the ancient times. I would hope that someone would not stay stuck for that long.
I'm not talking about earthbound. I'm talking about spirits that have crossed over.
Oh, well, you know, when I'm not sure how much you're open to this, but I believe that we all have spirit guides. And, yeah, I have seen some really old spirit guides when people ask me to communicate with their spirit guides and, you know, pass on messages and such. I have seen real old spirit guides. But I have to say that in my belief that they take on the appearance that most resonates with my clients. So, you know, if my client has an affinity for Egypt from 500 years ago and they happen to have a spirit guide that shows themselves as a, you know, Egyptian pharaoh or something, you know, it's it always kind of makes sense to the client, like, oh, wow, I've always loved that, you know, that era in Egypt or history or what have you. So, yeah, I have seen some really old, you know, spirit guides, but not really old ghosts like that, not more than probably 100 years.
So you think that these ghosts are from beyond 100 years ago? They're just not around because generally they've crossed over?
Well, I would like to hope so. I mean, that's an awfully long time to hang out, you know, stuck without really going forward on your journey or, you know. So does that mean that there aren't ghosts that are 400 years old? I don't know. I just, in my own experience, I don't have a lot of experience going to historically old places to move ghosts out. I get called mostly, because I am still raising children, I don't travel as much as I'm requested to. And so most of the time I'm working with people in homes and businesses. We do have a historic area in my neck of the woods, where the buildings are all over 100 years old, and it's a really great place, and a lot of ghosts around there. But, you know, I haven't been to Egypt to look at the, you know, the pyramids. We did go to Australia last summer, and I did do a bit of work there, and that was a lot of fun. But really, historically, you know, most of theirs is indigenous people, you know, the Aborigines. And that was kind of cool. But, you know, so there's not to say that there's not ghosts from 500 years ago. It's just that I haven't been. At some point, I will do more traveling in this line of work when my kids are a little bit older. And that's a decision that I've made.
Right.
And I do expect to encounter more of, you know, the really old entities in that when I do that. But for right now, it's just more homes and businesses and old buildings rather than, you know, historic landmarks that are 500 years old, you know, castles in Spain or what have you.
Okay. So
hey, Linda, do you think that they have any conception of time? The ones that are tragic, like the teenager that you described, do you think that they have any idea how long or what their circumstances are, or are they largely confused because of the transition?
You know, that's a really great question, and I have to admit that once upon a time, I wondered, didn't they see that we were sleeping? You know, like, don't they wonder why they don't sleep? You know, so with regards to the time issue, the way that I understand it, and this is my belief based upon my own experience, is that time on the other side, and even for those that are stuck, is not the same as it is for us in this dimension. You know, that teenager that, you know, got out of the handcuffs and was making a break for it and got hit by a car and killed, he was, all his energy, all his focus was in trying to connect with his mom. He wanted his mommy. And who can blame him? So it didn't, you know, a time of day and a time since the accident had happened, which had been about a 2-week increment from the time that he died.
Linda's break just a little bit. Now that's the Skype gods, I think.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's the Skype gods. And, you know, and we even beseech them. We even ask them kindly. So we're going to try to reconnect here with Linda. I'm going to go ahead and drop her out and recall her back. And what we're going to do here is we're coming up on the break anyway, so we're going to pick this up right after the break. And, you know, we invite you to call in if you'd like a quick reading from Linda, and we'll see how that goes. That should be very interesting. Before we do go to the break, though, again, apologize for the connection issues tonight. Appreciate you hanging in there with us. And if it does continue, just hang tough. We'll be right back ASAP. Also like to encourage you, if you haven't already, to stop by paranexus.org. We have a conference coming up here in less than 2 months in October in Tampa. It's a 2-day paranormal researcher conference. We've got a lot of great speakers, a lot of great topics lined up. The registration is only $99 for both days. We've got a Paranexus Challenge Friday night. We've got Spirits and Shadows Costume Ball Saturday night. And one of the decisions we just made, which is going to be fun, is that for the Paranexus Challenge, where we have two teams going to a top-secret haunted location, that's going to be broadcast, video broadcast, back to the group live, and the audience is going to be able to judge which team was the most effective. And the audience is also going to be the judges in the costume contest as well. So it's a great time to learn, to network, and to have a little bit of fun in the process. So hopefully you'll take a look at that. Register ASAP. It's paranexus.org. Love to have you there. So if you'll hang with us, we'll be back in just a few minutes, and we will continue our discussion with Linda Fell, psychic medium. Hi, this is Doug Kelly, founder of the Spirit Team. We perform professional paranormal research and investigations at no charge to you. If you are experiencing mysterious events in your home or business, please contact us. We maintain your privacy, and we won't think you're crazy. And if you're a paranormal researcher, we offer an accredited certification course that will enhance your knowledge of the paranormal field and raise credibility with your clients. For more information, please visit our website at spiritteam.org. That's spiritteam with one T, .org.
Is there a suppression of UFO and alien information by our government?
Does the soul continue on after we die?
Climb aboard the black ship of Paranormal Radio with your host, Captain Jack, on Contact Talk Radio and KRWM 106.9 FM HD3. Or visit WPRTRadio.com for more information.
Where will you find a professional association of paranormal researchers?
Paranexus.org.
Where can you get research training, share data, and network with other researchers?
Paranexus.org.
Where will you find a set of international standards for paranormal research groups?
Paranexus.org.
Paranexus is a global professional association of progressive paranormal investigators, parapsychologists, cryptozoologists, ufologists, and psychically gifted individuals focused on understanding the human condition through the scientific study of paranormal and psychical phenomena. And coming October 2008 to Tampa, Florida, the Paranexus Conference, a learning and networking event unlike any you've attended. Join us for two full days of innovative paranormal workshops. Participate in the Paranexus Challenge, where several teams will investigate a secret haunted location. Observe a live table-tipping seance at the stroke of midnight. Join us for the Spirits and Shadows Costume Ball. See old friends, meet new friends, win prizes, and have fun.
Paranexus.org.
A place to learn, a place to share, a place to network, a place to come together. Join us now at Paranexus.org. Hi, folks. We're back. At least I'm back, and I'm going to get everybody else back in just one moment. And we're going to do some readings with Linda and take your calls if we can stay connected long enough. This is just such an oddity here. I'm getting a hold of Grant and Linda. Let's see what we can get here. Hi, Linda. Welcome back.
Hey, Jeff.
Sorry for the drop. You sounding better?
Yep. Can you hear me?
Yeah, a little bit low, but see if we can get Grant back here. I know that he's got some issues on his internet connection tonight. There was just a bad thunderstorm that went through here. Yes, thank you. And so we'll get let him reboot and then come back. So let's get this thing going. Let me... just to prime the pump a little bit here, let me ask you a question as far as readings go now.
Okay. Yep.
You were talking about spirit guides, correct? And, or,
yep.
And that's what you refer to them as, spirit guides, guardian angels, whatever you call them, spirit
yep.
guides perhaps. Do I have one?
You probably have more than one.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I usually see somewhere between 3 and 5. One client, she had a whole party going on. You know, usually there's going to be, well, in my experience, a minimum of 3. But you've got to remember that spirit guides, some of them are with you for life. Some of them come and go according to where you're at on your journey and what you're learning at that point. So, and once you've accomplished that, you know, they'll go on their way. So you might have, you know, a core set of spirit guides and then others that come and go.
That's interesting. So are you picking up any from me? Around?
Well, I'm not reading you at the moment, but I can take a look if you want.
Would you?
Sure. Give me a moment here. I'm going to adjust my energy.
Sure. You mean to do anything, let me know.
No, not at all. Just give me a moment.
Okay.
Yep. What I do when I adjust my energy is I block out everything else and I tune into just you.
Okay.
And most of the time, I want to say 95-96% of the time, people are quite easy to tune into their energy. Every so often, you've got somebody who's got a lot of resistance up.
Are you saying easy?
Well, I don't know yet. Give me a minute to tune into you. I'm just describing what I'm doing.
Man, easy. All right, somebody's doggy is...
That's my doggy, yeah. Hang on a second. Let me talk my doggy out just a moment.
All right. No, before you came back on, we were talking about spirit guides. I don't know how much of that you caught, but she said that, you know, have several. Sometimes they're only there for a bit, other time, you know, for until a task is completed, and then other times they're...
Okay, are you there?
So, yeah, we're here.
Okay.
Okay, so...
give me a moment here.
Okay, do you want me to stay silent while you tune in?
Just takes me a minute to adjust my energy and kind of switch from radio show to doing reading, so give me a moment here.
All right, you go ahead, and when you're ready, you let me know, and I'll chat with you.
Okay. First thing I'm going to say, Doug, is, you know, I was kind of wondering what was going on with all this malfunction. not wardrobe malfunction, but, you know, computer glitches and such. And what kind of came to me, clearly the storm, I do see somehow that energy, residual energy from the storm, seems to be a factor. But one of the other things that I was kind of picking up on is that, and this is very true, that we have energy, okay, those of us on this side as well, because we're all energy.
Right.
And I have seen it where somebody's energy affects the electrical equipment around them as well. Now, that doesn't mean that someone can walk into a kitchen and the blender's going to turn on. What that means is I have seen someone's energy crash their computer. Or cause something to malfunction. Now, they're not going to think, oh, you know, darn, there's my energy again. I better get it under control. They're going to, you know, bleep, the darn computer. But one of the things that it felt like with regard to all this stuff is not only does it feel like the storm is having a bit of a residual effect on the equipment, but it feels like there's someone's energy that feels, how do I put this, like they've had a bad day, they've had a grumpy day. So they're just kind of, just a little cranky.
I think that's Grant. I think it's Grant.
Yeah. No, I had a pretty good day, as a matter of fact.
Oh, come on. I wanted to blame it on
you. I think it's Clarence, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, Clarence. So are you saying I had a bad day?
No, there's someone that had a bad day. I didn't see who it was. It's just that I was picking up that seems to be playing in some kind of interference. So combine that with a bit of a residual lingering energy, unstable energy from the storm, and it felt like there was
somebody,
a bit of it there. So, and now who it is, I don't know. It's just someone over there on that end. That doesn't mean it's you or Grant, but it could be someone in your
household or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Let's blame it.
Sure.
Yeah.
On who?
People are, and they can't hear us at all in the chat room.
They cannot hear. You cannot. I show everything.
No.
Progress here. If you're in the chat room, could you let us know if you can hear us? Because as far as my system goes, everything's good, looking good. Hey, Grant, will you? Can you type a message in there? And
yeah, I just did.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, I'll do it again. It says they keep hearing a popping noise when like it's trying and then it drops off.
Really? Boy.
Yep.
Everything shows good for me. I'm apparently...
Can you hear me typing?
No.
Okay, good.
Well, Linda, I'm just going to go on as if as if we're on, because I everything shows good for me. So back to the spirit guide. What are you picking up, if anything? Well, they're still saying it's still down. Let me just make sure.
Okay. Sure.
We'll go. You're right, Grant. You still with me, Grant, too?
Yeah, I'm here.
Gosh, everything shows good here. What I'm going to tell them to restart their players. I don't know. You know, that's really interesting, Linda. You know, it's like we don't usually have any of this stuff, and it's like there's these stuff going on several levels. I wonder what's up with that. I don't know if it's anything or just glitches in the system, you know. Are you still there, Linda?
Yeah, I'm just trying to take a look at it here.
Well, so you go ahead and zoom in on me, and I'm going to do a couple of things because I'm not sure if they're hearing us. If you're hearing us in the chat room, would you please say yes in the chat room for me?
I keep saying nothing. They're not. They haven't responded to my last message, but I'll send another one.
What I'm going to do here is I'm going to dial into Blog Talk Radio again. So if you can hear us, just hang tough with me, and we're going to dial in again just in case there's a glitch with that connection. But everything shows good here, so we'll come right back. Okay, folks, hopefully we're back on, and if you can hear us, would you please say something in the chat room, give us a big yes that you can hear us, and then we're going to continue on with our show. We just don't want to go too far. Still no can hear Doug. Wow. I'm just going to, Grant, if you will tell them to restart their players. Let's just continue on the show because it'll be on the archive. I don't want to continue to waste too much time. So tell them to restart their players. And Linda, have you zoned in on me?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool. Find anything interesting?
Yeah, you don't like to be zoned in on. This is kind of interesting for you. You've not had many psychic readings. Is that fair? Or
I've had quite a few, yeah.
Okay.
As far as I know, I'm open to it.
Yeah, hold on.
Okay. You can zoom in on me and zone in. I mean, what you see is what you get.
Right. Hang on here. I don't know. You know, that's interesting. I hope it's you that I'm you know looking at, but it actually looks like you're not entirely sure about this psychic stuff. Like you're still a little reserved one way or another. It feels like you're quite confident in you know with the paranormal investigation and all that, and you do have a very open mind with regards to how much is out there. And there, you know, it almost kind of excites you to think of all the various possibilities of what's out there. But it feels like you're still not quite sure about the psychic part of it. There's still just a little bit of resistance in it. I think you do believe in it. You do believe in it. But I think there's a little bit. Okay, here's what I see. You're not sure what. And I see this a fair bit. You're not quite sure where the boundaries are. Can people read your mind? Can people see what you're thinking? You know, if you're thinking of a pretty lady walking down the street and you're wondering, you know, what color, you know, her undergarments might be, you're worried a psychic can see that. Is that right, Doug? Am I on? Is it you I'm picking up on, or is it Grant?
Oh, that's got to be Grant.
You know, I wondered all day what my female colleagues, what color their underwear was.
Yeah.
You know, not. You know, it's not that I.
Hey, welcome back, everybody.
It's not that I'm worried about that kind of thing. I think you're pretty dead on. And
it feels like you've got resistance somewhere about the psychic part of it.
Yeah, well, let me tell you probably where the resistance is. It's not that I don't believe in it, and it's not that I think you're pretty close when you said the boundaries. You know, what were the boundaries? And it's not that I'm worried about things, you know, private thoughts and things like that. To what extent? I think you hit it pretty much right on with the boundaries. To what extent do psychics go? And in my previous discussions with Gregory, a psychic medium who consults with us and a good friend, you know, a lot of it is personal responsibility on the part of the psychic. You know,
ethics come into it big time.
Exactly. So, you know, where do you go from there? One of the questions I do have, though, and I'm impressed with you picking up on that. I've been told I'm psychically blocked and all that, and I'm still trying to get to the bottom of that, figure out where that is. But one of the questions I do have for some validation purposes is in the area of spirit guide. You know, if you pick up on any spirit guide in particular, if you're getting any kind of a name or anything like that.
Well, let me tell you what I see when I look at your spirit guides, and then we'll go back to that resistance thing, is that I see four for you right now. But what's really interesting when I look at them is that two of them are showing themselves to me, and two of them are more or less, I want to use the word shadow for lack of a better term, that's really interesting to me. So I want to look at it for a minute to understand why I can tell you've got four at the moment, but two of them are quite visible and coming forward.
Uh-huh.
Usually I see all of them, and there's always usually one or, you know, one spokesperson, but they're all happy to communicate. So this is kind of an interesting picture that I'm seeing. And the one out of the two that's coming forward is a man, okay? And he feels like he's older to me. And thin built, not heavy, not even, and he's on the thin side, I would say, okay? And I see a cardigan on him.
A what?
And a cardigan, so like you would almost think of a grandfatherly type of person, okay? And it's like a gray cardigan, okay? You know what a cardigan is, button up, right?
Sweater, right?
Right, but yeah, and it, yeah, okay.
Straight,
yeah.
What?
I didn't.
I tell him, Linda. I said a straitjacket.
Oh. Okay, then. Thanks.
Yeah.
Spirit guides.
Yeah. No. And he is the one who's coming forward, and he's kind of a grandfatherly figure. He's interesting, though, in that he's not real warm and fuzzy. He is kind of one of those, not really gruff, but it's like he's to the point. He doesn't talk a lot, so when he talks, he means what he says, and, you know, he's to the point. So I want to ask him what he is, you know, what's his purpose for you? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, and ask him his name, too.
Ask him, I can't, something just happened. Did we lose Grant?
We lost Grant, yeah. Wow.
Okay. So what was your question?
Ask him for a name. That would be super.
Okay. That would be great. I can't say that I have a lot of confidence in my ability to hear a name. I don't know why that is.
If you could please offer a name, I'd sure appreciate that. And while you're doing that, I'm going to get our own Grant back. Mr. Smartass himself, you got to love him. Let's see if we can get good old Grant Man back on. It's a ringing. It's a ringing. It's still ringing. So, you have a cell phone near your computer?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
If you could just move it a few feet away, that would help.
Okay, will do.
Thank you so much. So, okay. And you, whenever you're ready, you go ahead and talk.
Well, I'm asking him his name. And again, I'm not very good at getting names.
Uh-huh.
Some people are. I don't have a lot of confidence in it. Oh, wait a minute. No, this is okay. No. Well, the funny thing is here, I keep getting the word Grant, but that's not him. I know that. And
Grant's rebooting.
Okay.
He's probably saying a few expletives, too. And if you'd like a reading, feel free to give us a call. The number is there on your screen, 347-945-7799. And I'm going to put it in the chat room as well. And we'll get you on. And I always think this is very interesting. I'm fascinated by it, actually.
You know, spirit guide readings is always fun, but it's never an exact science because they do come and go. And sometimes if you say you want to, you know, look at a client's spirit guide, loved ones will come through. And I'm thinking it's a spirit guide and it's a loved one. It's, you know, grandma or grandpa or what have you. So
what are you getting in this case? Is this a spirit guide or a loved one?
No, you know, it feels like he's a spirit guide. I mean, that's, you know.
Okay.
But he does look very grandfatherly, Doug.
Okay.
So.
Now, spirit guides, are they typically relatives or just anybody? Or are they, like, for the job?
You know, they can be relatives, yes. They can be a grandfather that you had before you were born and he had died prior to you born. Or he can be, let's say that you had a beloved grandfather who died when you were 8. They can become a spirit guide. You know, I've seen spirit guides who are loved ones, also ones that are with you from previous lives. There is that theory, and I do believe in that, yeah. That you have, you know, had a life together before, and this time you're in body, and he's on the other side to guide you. There's different kinds of spirit guides. They come from different places. Some of them sign on for the first half of your life, and then they're done. And again, some of them sign on for, you know, let's say, you know, working with the paranormal. You've got one that comes only when you're wearing that hat. So, a lot of people think spirit guides is guardian angels that you're born with X amount, and that's who you have throughout your whole life. And I can't say that's not what I've seen.
Okay.
So...
fair enough. Well,
some of that, I think that religious beliefs come in play there, and some people are not, they're not comfortable going outside their religious beliefs.
Sure.
When you talk about guardian angels and spirit guides. So the concept of not having the same one all through your life is not something that they're real comfortable with. So, but I can't say that, you know, for me, what I've seen is any and all of the above.
All right. Well, we've got we've got Janine on the line. Let's get her on.
Hello.
Hi,
hello.
Janine. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Janine.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. Enjoying the show.
Good. So, Janine, just as an FYI, you know, don't offer anything, and you know, let Linda zoom in on you.
Okay.
Now, if she's like me, I have to put on this funky hat to do that, but she cannot be that way. You got to see Grant's hat, and it's really funky.
It's like cat hat.
I can imagine.
Okay, Janine, do you have a question for me?
Well, I guess I don't know what you were asking, Doug. Do I have a spirit guide? Do I have somebody that's with me when I talk to the room? Is there somebody here that's listening to me? You know, I just feel like I have somebody around me at times, and I'd like to know if I do or not.
Well, everybody has spirit guides around them. And yes, they are around you when you need them. They are around you sometimes when you don't need them. But are they around you when you're taking a shower? No. they're really not, you know, or going to the bathroom or in bed, you know. They're really, you know, really that's not, so yes, you do have spirit guides around you. Usually when you're picking up on somebody you feel around you, that's usually not a spirit guide. And I say that because usually spirit guides are very respectful of boundaries. They don't invade your territory. Okay. Usually if you feel somebody around you, most of the time it's either going to be a loved one that's crossed over that's trying to get your attention, or it's a ghost that's trying to get your attention. Okay?
Okay. Do you know if there is anybody here with me, ghost or
okay.
spirit?
Ghost or otherwise? So we're gonna. I'm gonna put aside the spirit guides because they are with you. So, but that's
okay.
not what you're asking to see right now. You're asking to see
right.
if you've got anyone else. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
She never says yes, sir, to me.
No. Or yes, ma'am, to you.
Yeah. They've got
yes.
something.
Okay.
We've driven together. I don't have to say yes or to you. It's like, holy shit.
Well, you know, at first, Janine, I have to say that I didn't see anybody around you. But now I do see an older woman around you. So let me take a look at it and see, you know, is this just and there's something I have to explain. When I'm open to communicating with the other side and I want to see Joe Blow, sometimes I'll get three Joe Blows that are coming to get my attention because I see I'm open. So sometimes mm-hmm. it takes me a moment to, you know, yeah, now I see someone around you, but maybe that's somebody for me. Or maybe that's someone coming in who wants to relay a message to Doug. Or so sometimes
okay.
it takes me a moment because I am so open to the other side to make sure that it is who the client wants to connect with. It's a two-way street here. The client has, just because I'm open doesn't mean that that's the person the client wants to connect with. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So in answer to your question, I do see a woman around you, okay? And let me see if I can describe her to you. She's kind of heavy set. I'm going to say she is probably late 50s. Nope, she's blushing at that. She says that was a compliment. Okay, so I'm going to move her age up a little bit and say probably in the low 60s, although I would guess 58. And I really like her energy. Her energy is kind of merry. Do you know what I mean by that? Janine?
I'm here. I'm just trying to
okay.
think of who it could be. Is it somebody that is related to me, or?
I'll ask her, so hang on just a second here.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Oh, boy. You know, you just never know what you're going to find and what someone's going to say. She says she's not related to you, but she likes your energy.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's why she's around you. Now, that doesn't mean she's going to stick with you. That could, you know, she can move on at any point that she wants to. And it doesn't feel like she's truly stuck, but she's hanging around you because she likes your energy. But I like her energy. Her energy is, she is, again, kind of merry. She's kind of a, you know, one of those, if they were to laugh, it would sound almost musical. That's what it reminds me of.
Is she
right.
somebody that lives in the house that I live in now, or is it just somebody that has, I mean, has she been with me before?
No, she hasn't. No.
No.
And she's not been with you for that long either.
Interesting. Thanks.
Yeah, but
go ahead. Go ahead, Linda, if you have something further.
Well, you know, I've seen it where ghosts can follow people home because they do like someone's energy. And just a perfect example of that is one day my now 14-year-old daughter, she was a bit younger, but a ghost who had died across the street from the school didn't cross over because her parents were so distraught she didn't want to leave them. And one day she, like my daughter's energy, saw her getting out of school and came home with her. We call those hitchhikers. They are just ghosts that happen to be out and about, and they like somebody's energy and more or less. And I want to say they attach themselves to the person, but not truly. They just kind of come home with that person because they like that person's energy. And it doesn't feel like she's really stuck, though. So, again, I like her energy, but she's hanging out with you because she likes your energy. So you can tell her to go if you don't like her.
No. You can stay.
Well, thanks, Janine. Appreciate you calling in.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
All right. So, interesting stuff. You know, I appreciate your stance on some of this because it seems to make sense. I appreciate the talk on boundaries. I appreciate knowing the spirit guides are respectful of boundaries. I think Grant's open to something here, and if anybody else in our listening audience would like a reading, be sure and give us a call. We'll get you on. We've only got about 25 or so minutes left.
Okay, but Doug, I want to...
Sure.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Linda.
Well, I want to say that, again, it feels like with this particular caller calling in and me seeing a ghost that kind of came home with this woman, yet not truly, you know, the ghost doesn't appear to be truly stuck. It felt like from your perspective, you're skeptical of that. Have you not heard that before?
That I'm skeptical of it?
Well, more or less like that was a new one on you, that, you know, that the ghosts don't necessarily, you know, find themselves stuck in a home that they might have died in, or they do come home with us, and which is quite interesting. You know, they can be out and about and see you and say, oh, I like their energy, and kind of follow you home. And so it almost...
Yeah, that was a new thought for me, yeah.
Yeah, talk to me about that a bit. What kind of questions do you have about it?
It was a new thought, and I thought that was kind of neat, actually. You know, and it makes sense. You know, I mean, you wonder what they do. You know, you wonder if, and I know that they're not all the same. They're different. They're like people. You know, different people do different things. They have different reasons. I mean, isn't that why we make friends? It's because we like somebody's energy.
Right,
we identify
right.
with them. And so just the way you presented that was just a new aspect, a new angle on it. I mean, I know they can follow you home. Just the way you presented it was interesting. So that's about it. No, I don't disbelieve it. I just thought it was an interesting thought, an interesting angle.
Yeah, it is actually, you know, fair enough. That is an interesting angle because most people think of ghosts who are stuck, and usually they think of them as stuck in a home or in a room or, you know, in a historic building or what have you. You know, and also many people have the belief that the cemeteries are filled with ghosts. And that's not been my experience. Why would they hang out in the cemetery, really? There's not many people there. And they like the energy of people. And, well, okay, fair enough. There's some of them who are recluse, and that's kind of another, you know,
mm-hmm.
another topic. But they do, you know, they are ready to, you know, go down another, you know, street and see what's new down there. They do attach themselves to people. And having said that, with the person who called in and seeing someone attached to her who really liked her energy, but the energy of this ghost that I'm seeing actually was really good. There are those who were addicts before they died, and they will find to attach themselves to. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Hey, Linda, I've got a question for you.
Sure.
In regards to a reading I had in Casadega, I'll give you a few minutes. I'm just wondering if you can tell me who the person was in the uniform.
I don't know, Grant. I don't see.
Okay. How about
I don't see anyone in uniform. So
okay.
Either I'm just not picking up on your energy, or you know, it's.
Interesting, huh?
Yeah, I can't answer that.
All right, we've got a caller on the line. Let's go to the caller and. Hello, caller. What's your name?
Mike.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Doing fine.
Good. You got a question for Linda?
Yeah. Can you just tell me about some of my background and maybe what's in store for my future?
Okay. Well, you know, this is a really great question that you pose. One of the things that I try to get away from is reading the future. And the reason why is because the future is not set in stone. And people can be highly programmable. And so if you say, gee, I see a lot of money in your future, they're going to walk away thinking that they're going to win Lotto or Great Aunt Harriet's going to leave them $1 million. And the future's not set in stone and changes on a daily basis. And so should something happen energetically and you not win Lotto or Great Aunt Harriet doesn't leave you $1 million, you know, you'll go away thinking that the psychic wasn't a psychic at all, but a con artist. And so when you read the future, in my opinion, as an ethical psychic medium, first off, you gauge how programmable the client is. And you also want to empower them to know that we can look at the future, yes, but you can change the future. And we also, if we see something in the future that looks like it might be a challenge, you know, you have to really, again, kind of approach that with sensitivity. You don't want to tell somebody, man, you know, the next couple of years is going to be really rocky, you know, or gosh, I see that you and your wife are struggling marriage-wise. You might want to be double-checking what text messages she's getting on her phone. You know, that's not what a good psychic medium does. A good psychic medium is going to empower the client to help them want to make changes. And so reading the future is very, very tricky. And you know, I can look and see what I can see for you, but, does it mean I'm going to see anything? No, this is not a hard and fast rule, and I'm not a psychic who professes to know it all. And, again, it's kind of like with the name thing. I'm not very good at getting names, just like a dermatologist isn't very good at doing surgery on your heart, okay? I don't know why I don't get names, but I don't. I don't sweat it. Okay. I try to, you know, do what I can do. But now with regard to your future, and having said all of that, it's really important that you think about how you can change your future, okay, or where you want to go and manifest what it is you want to do. So have you ever seen the movie The Secret?
No.
Okay. That talks about manifesting what it is.
You guys there?
Hello, everybody. We're back. I'm back. Really funky night tonight on everything. But the good news is that I have now memorized the 10-digit login code to Blog Talk Radio. Hey, you got to look at the positive stuff here. So let me see if I can get our guest back on and Grant. And then we will be just sitting pretty one more time, and we can all go and have nightmares about it later. So, hey, Linda, you back?
Yep.
You're a sweetheart for staying with us here. Grant, you're back, and Mike, are you still on with us?
Yes, I am.
I called you sweetheart on air. I'm thrilled.
Well, hey, I call you sweetheart plenty of times off.
Those
All right, folks. Here we are once yet again. Okay, and we let's see. I don't know if Mike, are you with us still?
Yes.
I didn't think. Oh, I'm sorry. I just muted him. Let me go back and make. I thought I heard him. Mike, are you with us now?
Yep.
Well, you're really low. Linda, did you want to? Is there anything you wanted to say to wrap up the mic call? We have another call on hold.
I do want to point out that a psychic can look at the future for a client, but again, having said everything that I said, that the future is not set in stone, and that clients can manifest, you know, and change the future. But if you really want to know, you know, gee, I'm considering taking this other job. How does it look for me? I will look at the energy of that other job. Or look at the energy of, you know, should you do this or should you do that or should you do that? Okay. I will look at the energy and tell you what I see from the three different choices or what have you. But I always preface it by making sure a client understands that, you know, they can change their mind at any point in terms of the future, and all the energies will realign themselves. So nothing is set in stone. So even though I might, again, say, you know, gee, this job looks really good, at least energetically, at this point, that doesn't mean 3 months down the road that things can change. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, and Mike, real quick, you said the past, what was your question on that?
One thing I was asking about, you know, everybody's talking about spirit guides and everything. Are there any other entities around me that I would be aware of?
Did you hear that, Linda?
Faintly. So let me see if I can tune into Mike a little better. And
okay, Mike, and I'm gonna let you go, and we'll answer that on air. Thanks, man.
You know, I don't see any other than the normal spirit guides and such. Not this moment.
Okay, and I guess we don't have another caller. They hung up. If you want to call back in, we'll take your call.
You know, I want to take this moment with regards to clients calling in on radio. You know, if you want your own, I do offer a free 30-minute reading to all first-time clients. And the reason I do that is to make sure.
Okay, guys, I'm going to get Linda back on and Grant, and I think we're just going to wrap this up. We're going to have Linda back, and because interesting guest, and I would love to have her back when the actual system is still, you know, is working like it ought to be working here. Okay. So, hey, Linda, sorry about that. What we're going to do here is we're going to – yeah, I can hear you. Linda, are you there with us?
Yep.
Okay. What we're going to do is we've got not that long left in the show, and honestly, it's just a pain to continue to fight it. Okay, folks, before I get dropped off again, we're going to just wrap it up here. I'll try to get Linda back on real quick, but I want to tell you about her website and what she offers. Her website is ghostmovers.com, ghostmovers.com. I'm going to put it in the chat room. And Linda does readings, and you can contact her at that website, ghostmovers.com. And I'm sure she would be delighted to hear from you. And I want to have her back on when things are working a little better. This is just baloney, and I think it's a combination of a number of different things as far as why we keep getting dropped out. I'm going to try to connect one more time, and if we go off again, folks, I really appreciate you hanging in there with us. Hey, Linda, you're back with me, right?
Yep.
Great. I'm so sorry. I just announced your website, ghostmovers.com. Would you go ahead real quickly and say what you wanted to say?
Oh, I just wanted to, you know, let clients know that I offer a free 30-minute reading over the phone. And, you know, the reason I do that is because, again, a lot of it is, you know, personality. You can see a really great doctor, but if they have a terrible bedside manner, you know, you're not going to go back to them. And so it's the same with psychics. Some of them are really good. Some of them are not so good. And so, you know, if clients got a question, I can give them a free 30-minute reading and, you know, hope that I answer it. You know, so it's, you know, just to see if they've got, and maybe they never call back again, and that's and when you know the spirit guide, you know, I can take a quick peek.
Sounds good. Linda, we really appreciate you being on with us tonight. I know it was just a royal pain in the butt and was for us too, not you, but the whole system. And I just can't believe it's been this bad tonight when after weeks and months, it's just been beautiful. So thank you so much for taking your time.
You're more than welcome.
Yeah, you know, very impressive. And if you'll hang with me, you know, we'll chat a little bit afterwards.
Sure.
And to our listeners as well, really appreciate you hanging in there and with all these technical problems and